Let's read over the Gemara again. Just quickly read over the Gemara. Because again, it's like a new Gemara. So it's a little foreign. Tarabon, Mokar the Echod of the Shloshim Neyadam Gechod. As you add three fields, Bainus, Idris, and Ziburis, which are Meshubit to three different people, and you sold it either the Echod or Shloshim Neyadam Gechod. So Rashi translates ke'echad means b'yayim echad. Right? That's how Rashi translates ke'echad. Ke'echad means b'yayim echad. It's obviously mukhruk from the Gemara later, because the Gemara said that there's a possibility that one person came first. If it would be mamish ke'echad, then there's no possibility that one person came first. So therefore, Rashi has to learn that it's b'yayim echad. Okay. So mokar ne'echad ha'shosh me'yadam ke'echad. In other words, it's a shtiko. I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't know if anyone disagrees, but it's a little daichik in the lashon of the word. Ke'echad pashas means they did it at the same time. Ke'echad. Rashi translates ke'echad really to mean b'yayim echad, especially we're going to see, you saw the Shulchan Aruch, there's a day, we're talking about according to one day in the Shulchan Aruch, there's really a suffix that one kinyan was chal before the other, right? So it's really very daichik in the Lashon. It's not mochar de'echad, shosh be'echad, ke'echad. It wasn't ke'echad. Fakir, one was very probable. It's not even probable. This can come out. It's almost mistavra. It's a rave that one was before the other. It's just we don't know which one. So Rashi says it was. So the Rashi's ke'echad is on the one day. Okay. What?
In Pashup Shot, it'd be pretty weird that they wouldn't have. They literally happened ke'echad.
No. Why? Why is that so Pashup? It's difficult. Either if you learn. We'll see. If you learn that because there's no Zman, so that's like doing the Kenyan Chal, so that could be Ke'echad.
Yeah, correct.
But the other thing, they're in the Ramban shot, that really one is kind of before the other. It's a suffix. So the Lashon of the Gemara, Mochar Ne'echad HaShoshet Ne'adam Ke'echad, is a very strange Lashon. So Rashi is Pashtus answering that question. The Rashi says ke'echad doesn't mean, Rashi saying that ke'echad doesn't really mean that they made the kinyan together. It doesn't mean mamish ke'echad the same second. It means the same day, right? That's what it sounds like what Rashi is doing. He's being mafkia, the lashon of the Gemara kipshuto. Trajim shan, the Gemara's lashon is ke'echad, means they were chow. The Kenyan was chal at the same second. In other words, if you hold that when your ain goes from shais, so the Kenyan is chal at the end of the day, so you are mocher to shlosha b'yadim ke'echad, because the Kenyan was chal the last second of the day for all three of you. But Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi says b'yayim echad, right? That sounds like Rashi is being deichik, the lashon of the Gemara, that it doesn't mean that the kinyan was chal at the same time, but they were all done on the same one day, right? My impression, this is what I was arguing with someone yesterday, is that Rashi's mashma, that there really is a possibility that one was chal before the other. Okay, that's what I thought was the Rashi, even from this Rashi, that the fact that Rashi says ke'echad, it means yom echad. It doesn't say ke'echad means mamish the same time, is because Rashi holds that one can be chal before the other. Okay, let's go further. Mokar ke'echad ha'shosh me'adam ke'echad. Kulam nechnesu tachas ha'bayim. Means kulam that the buyers of the field have the same din as the sower, that the one who called kind of ijis gives it to Nezikin, the one who called Beninus gives it to the Baal Chayv. One of his kind of Zipuras, give it to the Ksuvas Isha. The Zachar is Kunan Gaiva Mina Achren, because there's a special Svara that the person can say, Mokam Inachtira Mokam Nigosimenu. there's a certain din that the makeach can say that he knocked in a chomakom, because since there's a halacha, even though the yeshiva is on the edges, but you don't collect from yeshubadim b'makom sheyesh b'nei chayrim. That's the rule. So even if your yeshiva is on edges, but if there's b'nei chayrim, you have to go to b'nei chayrim. So even if they got sold later, it's too late. It's too bad, because first they weren't sold, and therefore b'makom in achdin chomakom. Therefore, even if there's sold later, the yeshiva is on the last one. So Mimele, since the shiva on the last one, so Mimele, kulam gaivim mina achrin. Eino. What if Eino, Rashi says Eino means that Eino so karka shavakokach. In other words, it's not that he doesn't have, because he doesn't have to pay from his own money. Right? The simple lashon of Eino means he doesn't have the money, which doesn't make sense, because he's not paying from his own pocket. Not paying from his pocket. He's paying from the field. There's no reason why he has to pay. Right? Even though it says, Kulam Gaivim Mina Achrin, doesn't mean you collect Mina Achrin. You collect the karka of the Achrin, the last karka. So Eino is a little lav dafka, but that Rashi says, that she'ein oiso karka shavikoka. There's a vow that he could have other karka, but this karka is not shavikoka. Okay, I doubt if anyone argues with Rashi on that, but I don't know. Eino gave him in a fun up. Eino got up mishin a faith fun up. In other words, because each one says, welcome inachti. So you can't go, in other words, so the first, you go to the last one that was sold. If that's not enough, then you go to the next or last one. It makes a lot of sense. Eino machman la'acher heichin dami. Someone wants to know, what's the case of machman la'acher? Because the price says, machman la'echon o shloshem le'echon ke'echon. I'm sorry, machman la'echon. I misread it. Heichin dami. So what's the case of Mokhman Echad? I don't know, I misread that, that's sorry. Mokhman Echad, or the Shlosha B'nai Adam Ke'echad. Ilei B'vaz Achaz, if it means you sold it to the Echad, B'vaz Achaz, that it means Mamish at the same, you sold all three fields at once. Hashta the Shlosha, the Ikar Meimer Chaminayu Kodim. By Shlosha, there's a possibility that one's kadim. Nonetheless, Amrit Kula Nichnes is Tachas Abayim. Welcome to Echami Boy. Okay. And if she did that. Okay, so now let's stop here, because this is really going to get into Ishan. So that's what, you know, we're not getting into yet. Welcome to Echad. So it says, we were focusing yesterday on Mokon Ishlosha. So the Gemara says, when you sell to Shlosha, there's room to say Chaminayo Kadim. And therefore, there's a Havamina to say that I could say, Hinachtin Chomokom Ligvos Himenu. Kamash Malon, nonetheless, Kulam Dechlos and Tachas Abayim. Right? So there's a Havamina and a Maskana. That's what the Gemara is saying. The Mokwin is Shlosha Be'odam. There's an Ika to Meimar Chaminayo Kadim. And according to that Ika to Meimar, I would have thought that since Chaminayo Kadim, so the din is you can't collect from place from anyone, Bashes, because each one can say, go to the other guy. You know, each one can be Zilhokrika Matri, Zilhokrika Matri. Each one will say, Mokiminakti Lacha. So even though the shlosha of the ikar of meimar chaminayo kodim, nonetheless we say no. Kudam nichnas otachas abayim. Right. So what we wanted to do yesterday, we were stopped on, is what's the havamina and what's the maskana? why is there a Havamina to say that the we say Makom in Aftin Chav Makom? And what's the Maskana? So the Havamina is obvious. The Havamina is that, listen, one of them probably very likely is very likely you didn't buy all three by at the same time. So it's very likely that one bought before the other. Now, still, is it not clear, though, to us, does it mean that we know for sure one bought before the other, or that we don't know for sure? That's the case. In other words, is it Ika the Meimar because it's a suffix, and I can say maybe, or is it a Vadai? The question is, and what's the Kamashmana? That's what we got stuck on. That's what we weren't sure about. What was the Havamina? Was the Havamina that's a suffix, or is the Havamina that's Vadai? And what's the Kamashman? Why Kuba can't you say he knocked in a Kamakam? Okay, right? Okay, I'm okay so far? Everyone's so quiet? Okay. So let's see that Rashi.
Can I ask a quick question? Seems like a good spot.
Yes.
When it says Bishlama, if the Machar Lecher is talking about all in one day, then if it's by three, they're able to say, I think he asked this yesterday. Somebody asked this. How come at that point we say that echod?
Only one is at the Vas Achas. What I want to know.
Let me start over.
Machlan echod hechidami. Right. It's only going on echod. In other words, the normal case, if you're selling one person, three fields, because you make the call one kinyan, all three. So, but the Gemara never thought that Mochlet Shlosha was Bevas Achas.
Machon Lechot is Bevas Achas?
The Gemara said Ilema. Ilema Bevas Achas. That's a Havamina. Maskanas, it's not true.
Bevas Achas connected the Bevas Achas by the Shlosha Bnei Adam, which
is. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's not the. That's, no. The Gemara is saying Shlosha Bnei Adam is definitely not the Bevas Achas. No, people don't. See, the norm is three people. You make three different kinyanim. Now it could be that it's all chal at the same time because there's no zman. But you're dealing with three different people. You can't handle with three people at the same time. That's not the norm. The norm is when you handle with one person. I'm a storekeeper. And you know, I'm going to Publix, or you know, you people don't have Publix, right? But I'm going to whatever supermarket you have there. So a normal person, if you want to buy three different things, you buy all three at the same time and you pay at the cash register for all three at the same time. If you're three different people, obviously one's buying before the other. If you're one person buying three things, the norm is that one person buys all three at the same time. So that's kind of Gemara. What's the case of Mokhon Echad? Obviously, Mokhon Shlosha is at three different times because of three people. So you have to first handle with Reuven, then with Shimon, then with Levi. We don't know who was first, but for Mokhon Echad, what's the case? If you're going to say that Mokhon Echad is Bevas Achas, not Mokhon Shlosha. So then we have a Kasha. Since Shlosha was definitely not Bevas Achas, and by Shlosha, there's an Ika de Meimar, Chaminayu Kodim, and yet the Chiddush is Kudam Nipas Dachas Abayim. So what's the Chiddush by Mocher Neachon? It's a Kavah Chomer. That's how I read the Gemara.
The Gemara doesn't jumps over and says that all of the cases three separate days, but according to Rashi, but there's no Havamina that. You know, maybe you could say that the case is where it's not Bevas Achas at the same time, but it's three times within the same day.
I don't know. What are you talking about? By Machon
Echad? Yeah, the Gemara could have just said, no, Machon Lechad is not the case where it's all at one moment. It's three times during the same day.
You're asking me a question when the Gemara answer, and I didn't read the answer yet. You're asking why the Gemara skipped. Okay, let me. Maybe because that would be exactly the same, I would suspect, because that would be exactly the same as Shlosha Bnei Adam, and it's still no Chiddush. That's what I would suspect. But you know, but the mice, I didn't read it yet. So you're cheating. You're asking on the next line of Gemara. That's cheating. Okay, so let's see Rashi. It's also an interesting Rashi adds a chiddush that you only gave the moist in the fana. Apparently, there was some. The simple reading is that you go once you have to go to the fun of, then you go the whole thing made a fun of. So Rashi says that that's not true, which is very mistabra. But Rashi is kedarko b'kodesh very midaktik in the lashon. So the lashon of goyve made a fun of would imply that you goyve the whole thing. That's a simple mashmos of the lashon.
Which Rashi is this, Rabbi?
Which Rashi?
Yeah, I can't find it. Goyve. I just have Le'echar u'le Shlosh Adam.
Further down.
Ilem of Asachas, down there?
Yeah, that's right on top of Ilem of Asachas.
That's Elo.
Oh, there's a little one hiding there.
Oh, I see it. Gove, okay.
Gove, Hamoyser Mishin of Fana. So just pointing out that Rashi, I mean, it's Rashi is being medactic, that someone would have read the words literally. Gove means the whole thing. Some kind of star that once you have to go back, then you go back to everything. So Rashi says, no. Okay.
Perfect. Just on that point, wouldn't that show from Rashi that there is still a shibud the entire time? I mean, we were discussing yesterday if there's a shibud and it's a takana darabanan, or the shibud gets removed completely. It just seems a little bit like from Moshe Mishlo Fana, meaning there's this, you only just take whatever you need, but I don't know. I maybe it's being too medayik.
I don't know. If you want me to die for the Havamina, I don't know. We don't know that, you know, he's saying the Havamina is wrong. The Hamid is only because that was a mashmos of the Lashon. So I don't think you can make a diik for the Hamid. Okay, anyway, Ilem of Asachas Bishtarachas. So Rashi is assuming, in other words, the Vasachas means more than the same day. It means in one star. One star means mamish one kinyan. And then it's mamish b'vasachas. And if it's in one star, so it's one transaction. So then the kinyan is chal, mamish, all together.
At the end of the day.
Well, I don't know when at the end of the day. It could be at this point we don't know anything about the end of the day. It could be the beginning of the day, but it could be that star is chal when the star is given. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's all gonna be chal b'vasachas. Now, I do not know really why Rashi said Mishtar Echad. I don't know why Rashi says that. Because what's Rashi coming la fuge?
He's saying Shtar Echad because the Kenyan is chal only at one time.
Right, but what's he coming
la fuge? No, that's why he's taking care of the
problem. I know what Rashi's saying. I'm asking, what's he coming la fuge? What would someone have thought without Rashi?
And what's the other possibility that it's three separate staros in one time?
The simple mashmal, so the Gemara is that Rashi's adding Mishtarecha. Now there's a Gemara only says Bivaz Achas. Bivaz Achas could be three separate kinyanim. Bivaz Achas. Rashi's saying, no, it's Mishtarecha. So why does Rashi, like, who cares? If it's Bivas Achas, who cares if it's one star or three star? What is Bivas Achas? It's Bivas Achas.
Well, based on the next Rashi, the Nicker, that it's based on, he says, I guess we didn't really understand exactly what he means by Nicker or not, but then if it's different staros, then it also will have the same issue that it won't be nicker.
If we know, Bivaz Achas means we know it was Bivaz Achas. So Rashi is just telling you how we know. We know because one star, but that's just one Heche Timsa, how you know. It could be, the guy, okay, I don't know why Rashi, in other words, it sounds like Rashi is going out of his way to say that it wasn't three shtarit bevazachas, but it's one shtar. And if it was three shtar bevazachas, it would make a difference.
Well, if it's three shtar,
it would make a difference because then you can return the shtar.
What?
If it's three shtar
bevazachas, if we know that it's all three of them bevazachas, then the same thing would be with the three men. And then you wouldn't be able to say that chad min ha'yukadim.
No. Even bevazachas, the shtar echad, meaning if it's three shtaris, then you would assume three people is also the same.
So then I say that the three people is also the same. And how could you have this taina of the ikal meimar chad min ha'yukadim?
In other words, you're saying that the fact that the Gemara is assuming that only, in other words, you're going back to the point that we were saying before, that when the Gemara says achas, irem evas achas, that's only going on mocher to echad, but not on mocher to shlosha. So bishlama, if the reason why it's evas achas is because it's with one shtar, so then it makes sense that one shtar is evas achas, three different people or three different shtaris, not bevas achas. But if it's your timing, maybe it's a point that if it's three shtaris, so there's no intrinsic reason why echad is more bevas achas than three people. So then, in other words, the Gemara seems to be assuming, I hear your point, the Gemara is assuming that by echad, the case is it's bevas achas. But Shlosha is definitely not Bevas Achas. So why is it pashut to the Gemara that Shlosha is not Bevas Achas and Echad is Bevas Achas? So if you say Echad means with one shtar, so then you can understand, obviously Shlosha, you can't do Shlosha with one shtar. So when you do with one shtar, it's Bevas Achas. You do with three shtars, it's not Bevas Achas. But you're timing that if the echad, the one person, was also done with three shtaris, so you could have just as easily done him. There's no difference between what you did with him and what you did to three different people. So there's no reason why one should be more bevas achas or more than the other. So then the Gemara would be strange. Why does the Gemara assume that only echad bevas achas and the three people not? Okay, I hear that. Okay, that could be. Okay, let me continue. Okay. Hashan again of the Ikan of Mamer Chami Naya Kodam. Shazel lock up the book about Umatsi Litmitan Anati Ramakam. This is what we were arguing about the Rashi yesterday. Does Rashi mean Ikan of Mamer Shazel lock up the book? The Ikan of Mamer, Ikan of Mamer means you could taina.
Why does it mean you could time? It just means that could have been what happened.
Right. So I wanted just the two choices. Two ways of reading Rashi that we were arguing about yesterday was, does Rashi read that we know for sure that Lo Kapa Biker and the other two bought the Arab, and therefore Motsi Limitan and Athena Makam. In other words, we have Rashi means the cases that it's known. Vadai, Zeh lo kapa boker is a fact. It's a fact. It's clear cut. There are edim. There are edim here. It's known 100%. No one denies it. This is a metzias. Zeh lo kapa boker. Balalu shnai be'erev. And therefore, motzi nemitin anati namakom. Or does Rashi mean that Ika the Maymar is a lock up the biker. You could, there's room to say, you know, Ika the Maymar, there's the guy could, you could tie the baby. Ika the Maymar, we know there's a lock up the biker. It's Ika the Maymar should then lock up the biker. Right? That was what we weren't sure about yesterday. So I thought, that's in the fact that Rashi sticks in Umotzi the Mitten and Afti Namakam in the middle. He doesn't say Umotzi the Mitten Zed Lokap a Boiker in Afti Namakam. That the beginning of Rashi is a fact. That's given. That's not his taina. That's agreed. That we have Adim for. Now you're coming with a taina based on that. Because if it's not clear that he's just timing that, then Rashi should have put umasin amitan earlier. That's what I was claiming yesterday.
Again, how would it read?
There's two ways to read Rashi. One is that we
Rabbi want to put the words.
What?
How does Rabbi want to rearrange the words?
The way I like to read it, I want to read
it.
The
other thing.
What?
It would mean the other thing. How does Rabbi say that it should be written?
It should have been written. This is what the guy's timing. The guy's timing. I bought the biker and I hinachti lechamakom. It's all part of his taina.
Who says the Havmi has a Tana Bari, though? That's making a presumption that the Havmi would require a Tana Bari.
Okay, then it could be. But just like Hinachti Lechamakom, whatever Hinachti Lechamakom is, Bari or Shema, so if their Lagab Baker is also part of his Taina, so Rashi should have written Umotzin Amitin before. He should have written
Umotzin
Amitin, She'ani, should have been Ani, just like Hinachti, should have been Ani. Whether it's Bari or Shema, whatever he's signing.
That's Mashma Tanis Bari, though.
Whatever Hinachti is, so that would be the same. It's just parallel. So I think that Rashi is Mashma, that we know. This is not, he's not saying that. This isn't him speaking. When he speaks, he says he nachti lechamakom. That's he's talking in personal. Shazel lagav. This is what the Adim says. We have Adim. We know shazel lagav a biker. Alalu shnayim eret. Umatzi lemitten, and therefore umatzi lemitten. Anachti lechamakom. I'm not sure, but that's how I was.
Rebbe, say the two options again.
The question is, do we have witnesses that one guy bought the Boker and the other two bought the Arif, or just we don't know who bought when? Those are the two choices. So if...
Why can't it be a third choice that in Lumdus we're saying that it could be that it happened separately?
Well, that means in Metzias, the question is, does it say that we know? Do we know for sure one guy bought the bulger, or is it just it's a possibility? So those are my two readings. Is Shazel Lagab? I would like to read that means it's we know for sure the facts. Shazel Lagab the bulger. He did the Kenyan in the morning, and the other person did the Kenyan at night.
Why is it the Ika? How do you read the Ika the Mamer though?
Where is the Ika the Mamer?
No, the Gemara said that the Gemara says Ika the Mamer, Chaminai, Hashu the Gimel, the Ika the Mamer. Not that Ika the Mamer, that we could say that the guy, one guy was first and he should win. You know, there's not that doesn't mean that Ika the Mamer, it's a suffix, it's a taina. Ika the Mamer, you would have said, we would have said, someone would say, you know, you could say, you know, we're talking in halacha, that ikan ameimer, someone, a person could say that the halacha should be that since chaminayu kadim, ikan ameimer doesn't mean the baldover could say. Ikan ameimer means that we could say, we the observers, we bezdin, that's what I think, ikan ameimer, well, what is halacha in this case? So ikan ameimer, without this brisa, we would have said that we would say chaminayu kadim. Not that the guy's timing chaminayu kadim.
Oh, so the ikan amemar should come later.
No, the ikan amemar is the gemara. You can't make the gemara later. I'm sorry.
No, but the
I don't know if this is so much of a dream.
Gemara saying ikan amemar chaminayu kadim. Rashi, I mean, we would have said. Now Rashi is explaining the Gemara. Why would we have said that? because the case is that one took in the morning and the other two bought at night. And therefore, the guy could say, enacting the Chomakom. So that's why we would say, Ika Chaminai Kodim. Kamashmanon, that it's not true. That's how I read the Gemara.
Then why do you need
to? I don't know if this is so much. No, I don't know if this is so much of a dray, but is there a difference between the fact that it says de'ikle meimar or versus just ikle meimar? Meaning de'ikle meimar sounds like we can taina, as opposed to ikle meimar, the man himself. I don't know if that's true, but it sounds like a possibility. Ikle
meimar, why is ikle meimar, what?
Meaning that there is to say, as opposed to that he can taina, meaning there is to say that we.
You're agreeing with me, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying is the fact that there's the de'ikle meimar.
Okay, so you're not him personally. I never argue. I want to bring
the right. No, okay, fine. I'll argue. The Gemara should say hashta legimel dechad mineu kadim ikle meimar matzil toin alach makom. According to Rashi, the Gemara should say the ikle meimar.
Why can't we take out the ikle meimar at all completely according to this?
It's also
you. Well, we don't know what the. We don't know what Rashi's kamashmana is. We're getting, it's not clear, right? Howel bein nikar mishtar mecher mi lo kachrishin. So what
is? If we know for a fact, if we're saying that we do know that one took in the morning and the other two took at night,
right.
Then why do we have to say the ikol lemeimar chad minayu kadim ashto the gimel chad minayu kadim, that one of them came first, because we know that, yeah, and continue.
Okay, but I don't know. That might be what ikel meimar means.
Yeah, because it's not clear. It's not clear in the brisa that's what the brisa is saying.
The ikel meimar, we would say that since Chaminayu kadim, we would have said this.
We would be like this. Ikel meimar Chaminayu kadim. I mean, that ikel meimar Chaminayu kadim. Still, we say nichnas utachas ma'alim.
Ikla Memar, meaning the Brisa could be read that way. It's not Mukhruch from the Lashon that's the case. But we could have read the Brisa to.
Rashi reads according to Ikla Memar.
We would say, the Brisa is saying, we don't say Chaminai. Ikla Memar, we would have said that, look, Chaminai Kodim. In other words, we would have underlined, we would have highlighted, we would have gone ahead and made a big deal out of the fact that Chad Minay Kadim. Right? The Ikar Meimar, I'm not sure Ikar Meimar, in other words, Chad Minay Kadim. I'm not sure whether it means Chad Minay Kadim in the Metzias or in the Chalais. I'm not sure that.
In the argument, no, how about in the argument? Iklim, Chad Minay Kadim. You can't make them nichnas utachas abalim. Chad Minay Kadim, the one that was Kadim and therefore shouldn't be nichnas tachas abal. Kamash Lom, we still say he is nichnas tachas abal.
Okay, let's keep on reading. I'm not sure. I think that's more Mahashma. Rasha Shazel Lokach Babaiker, but it sounds like a fact. Shazel Lokach Babaiker. Then comes a taina. Not that he's timing. Otherwise, he should have said, okay. Anyway, so nonetheless, we say, so why is that? So here is a million-dollar Rashi. Oh, may nicker bishtar amecher mi lakach rishen. So the question is, so what if it's a nicker? So we had two ways of saying it yesterday, more than two ways, right? Either what could be pshat in the kamashmana? Hove a nicker tashar mi melach alishon. What's pshat? What would you people say? What's a kamashmana? I would have said the guy could tie a. We say no. Oh, they nick a mishtar. So what? But I have Aiden. According to my reading, I have Aiden that I was first. So what's the what's the point?
I'm just not understanding. This is talking about the case of Gimel on Ashim, right?
Yes.
And how many stars are there?
Three stars.
So why is it saying Indikar Bishtar?
Each one's of their stars. Each star not doesn't have a, in other words, each star does not have the right in the shows in it. So if the star is, would it be Nikar in the star, then you definitely would say Nachti L'chamakom. And then that's real clear cut Nachti L'chamakom. I was kind of before the other, I bought before the other ones were sold. But the reason why you can't say Nachti L'chamakom is Ho'ov a Nikar v'shtar mecher milakak rishon. So what if it's lo Nikar? But I'm going to bring witnesses that I know completion. So what do I care that it's not Nikar in the star? Right. So what we said we had three pasuk shatim. What would be the pasuk shatim?
So one we said was that the kinyan does not happen till the night.
Right. So the most simple pshat is, ho vein nikar b'shtar mecher milah kachrishin. Mimele, the kinyan is not how till later. Okay. In other words, ho vein nikar b'shtar mecher milah kachrishin. Therefore, even though the mice of mechira, there's one lockup with Baikar and the other two lockup with Erev, but the Kenyan is not only Okhau at the same time because it's not Nikar and the star. So the Kenyan, since the star makes the Kenyan, the star is what's making the Kenyan. So you have to go, it's what's in the star. And the star, it only says, it doesn't say the time. So there's no, you're not kind of until the end of the time. That would be the most simple shot. Question is that mashman the lashon? Ho vein nikar b'shtar mecher milah kachrishin. And therefore, like Rashi leaves out the end. Ho vein nikar b'shtar milah kachrishin. Therefore, I'm not kind of right away. Right? It's sort of like a little bit.
Seems like pretty terrible. Up.
What?
It seems pretty bad.
I don't know if it's pretty bad. It could be, you know, like Rashi thought I'm not ready to agree it's pretty bad. The rule is that when you're dealing with Rishonim are allowed to be ambiguous because they could take things for granted. In other words, that was, I think, where Shiva had this funny hashkafa, which is very, very opposite of the whole world, that you can be medayik more in an achron than a rishon. Because a rishon, the whole world says, you know, rishon are greater, you medayik more in a rishon than achron. So the Shiva was the opposite. And a rishon, he's speaking to his audience. He doesn't have to explain himself. Obviously, you know what I mean. And Achman has to be nervous and who knows, I'm thinking to this Amaratz and they're going to misconstrue me unless I'm really clear. They'll misread me. So it could be that Rashi thought that was self understood. And therefore, the Kenyan is not Chal yet. Why did he finish off the sentence? Because it was self understood. It's elementary, my dear Watson. So I don't have to say it. Rashi has to spell out what's obvious.
But it's not just that. It's not just that Rashi was chasser and he left off the second half. Even what he wrote is like a funny way to write. Since it's not nikar in the star, just say hold the inkos and shows. Meaning the chid.
From the star.
According to this reading, the chiddush is that halacha. The chiddush is this halacha that when you don't have the shows, it's nikar at the end of the day.
Right, because the hamina was that I can say makom hini and after the call makom me because I was kind of first. The maskana is that you weren't kind of first. So the havamina, you know, that I hear is a valid point. So it seems that we share the learn that way. In other words, it's it would be a little funny. I think you're a valid point, is that Pashim Shat, this Braisa is coming to teach you a Chiddush in Hilchas Shibud. So this Shaila, whether when you have, if you start without Shalos, when are you kind of, that's not our Sugya. That's a, I don't know what Sugya, that's a Ksuvah Sugya, right? And the Chasima, Gittin Sugya, and the Chasima, and the Mesira Karti, I don't know which Sugya it is, but it's not the Sugya of this Rice is coming to teach you Ijis, Iburis, Vedanis. So to say that the Rice wrote Mokar the Echon, it's telling you a Mokar Shlosha, and it's coming to teach you, you would have had a Havanina that the Kenyan is Chow right away. Kamash, but no, the Kenyan is not Chow right away. That's what this Rice is coming to teach you. The Braisa is coming to teach you a Chiddush and Hilchos Taras. And it's a little funny. But I think there's someone in the show that have to learn it that way. So
I just Googling the phrase Enkos and Shalsa. I mean, I saw there's a Drisha says a Beferish that even if you, that the Enkos and Shalsa, therefore they're not Makbid, if even one Shachris, one's Mincha, once you don't write. Once you don't, I mean, so that is a Pashup Shah and that's Sugya, meaning.
I don't know. There's such a daya. I don't, you know.
Drisha's not
Google is not the, you know, the biggest Raya.
The Drisha, but the Pefer Drisha, you know.
No,
you know, it's like using a Mafter.
And in the Shulchan Aruch, there is such a daya. We don't deny there's such a daya. It says
that, but that's as if that's a Pshan Kosh and Shows, then well, meaning it's trying to say that the two Pshatim Kosh and Shows, yeah. and the Pashup Pshat is not the Pshat here?
No, the Gemara just says, Rashi just says, hey, my nigger, Bishtar, Mecha, Mika, Mila, Laka, Grisha. Now, therefore, what? So in the Shulchan Aruch, or you're doing the Drisha is in the tour. He does say, I just happen to have a tour that's open. And he does say he brings such a sheet of a fairish that he says, Kivin Rabbeinu Yitzchak Pirish. He doesn't quote Rashi, he quotes from Rabbeinu Yitzchak. I know, and that's Rabbeinu Yitzchak Pirish. Kivin She'eno Nikar Mitoch Hashtar. Trei shlosha biyomecha kanu, ve'ein kaisen shals, kinyan shlosha v'lochau, ere v'soif hazman. V'oz kanu kunam ke'echad. So there is such a daya. That's Rabbeinu Yitzchak. I don't know where this Rabbeinu Yitzchak is, but the Torah brings it. But the question that we were questioning is that what Rashi meant? So Rashi, I mean, the Torah says it befeirish. That he says, Tur is also Rishon, and he knows how to speak nicely. Lo chau ena ad saif hazman. Vaz chanu kunam ke'echad. The Shulchan Aruch says that too. Same Lashon, right? Shulchan Aruch, for some reason, I got the wrong Shulchan Aruch open here. But the Shulchan Aruch said the same thing. But the... I brought the wrong Shulchan Aruch. I apologize. I thought I had it on my table, but I must have put it back, and I saw a different Shulchan Aruch on my table, and I thought I left it here. But there is such a day of the Shulchan Aruch. But the question is, well, Dr. Gawanter is timing, and I'm thinking it's not Mukhruch, but he does have a point that the Rashi left out the ending. When Rashi said, oh, ain't nicker star mecha minoka rishon, but Rashi doesn't say, so what? So the conclusion is, and therefore, you're not kinder. So the Torah says that the Feirish. Oh, well, trek shugga, make all the shais, so no chow, and I'd say they owe. Okay, but Rashi, we thought maybe a possibility that Rashi is saying, Hove a nicker. So somebody wanted to say, I think, I don't remember who it was. I apologize. I don't remember who. that it's because if you don't agree with my reading of the Rashi before, that we don't know who was Lakach Rishon. So what Rashi means, so it's a suffix. We don't know who was the Lakach Rishon because it's not Nicker from the Shtar. So misafek, you can't, we leave it in the hands of like the Marikama, right? That was what, in other words, before you went ahead and originally, before anything was sold, the Nizek was like the Marikama. He had a right to the Idjis, and the Barchov had a right to the Beninus. So he has like in a certain sense like a status of a Marikama, because he has a right to that land. So now, when we have a suffix, we don't know, it's not Nicker from the Shtar, Milokach Rishon, so therefore it's a suffix. So the din is that me suffix, we leave it by the Marikama. Right, that's what Shmuel, you're shaking your head. That's what you were saying yesterday? Yeah, okay, I didn't agree, because I thought that the previous Rashi was Mashma that we know who bought first. But if you drag the previous Rashi, then you could say this pshat. It's not the previous Rashi, it's not so clear, right? So these were so two out of three of the pshat that we had yesterday. One pshat was, Ho vei nikar b'shar mecher milokach rishon, and therefore the kinyan was not chal until the end of the day. That's shot number one. That's the most simplest shot. Shamir shot is Hove Nikar Shar Mechar Milakach Rishon, therefore it's a suffix. And Mimed, if it's a suffix, so we go Buster the Marikama. And the Nizikin is considered the Marikama here. It's a little funny. You would say that the Muksik is considered the guy who's holding the land. But no, the by karka, we don't necessarily go by the physical toughest, right? By karka, very often we go by marikama. So the marikama has the upper hand, and therefore the nizik is considered the muksik. So misafek, he wins. That was Shamir pshat. And I wanted to say a third crazy pshat, which I didn't see anyone who says it, so maybe it's crazy. And I wanted to say that since really midiraisa, we say there is no such din of hinachti l'chol makom. Midiraisa, you're supposed to collect even if you're even from the mishubadim. The rabbanan were misaken this whole din. So the Rabbanan were misaken in order that you can only say hinachti l'chol makom when it's nicker. But if it's not nicker, even if for whatever reason we have eidim to tell us, but that's not in the takana of the Rabbanan. Rabbanan wanted it to be nicker in the shtar. Rabbanan weren't satisfied in the nicker and eidim because eidim can forget, eidim can get lost, eidim. So the takana was that it has to be nicker in the shtar. If it's not nicker in the shtar, you can't say hinachti l'chol makom. That's the takana derabbanan of hinachti l'chol makom. Okay, those were my three possibilities. Okay, what do you people say? Everyone so quiet, speechless?
I'm still playing catch up because I missed yesterday, but when do we ever say that Edim aren't good enough and they need to rely on the Shtar? When do we see such a thing?
I don't see such a thing. I don't have Bikias and Shas, but it's we're saying it because since it's a Takana Derabbanan, so Derabbanan wanted to such a thing of the man Yamdu Yamim Rabim. Derabbanan want things to be, you know, they're worried about that it has to be clear, it has to be known, it has to be, in other words, the raya of Shtar is a better raya than the raya of Edim. Not because it's more believable, but the Shtar is Yamdu Yamim Rabim. Edom is not Yom de Yom and Rabin. There is a certain advantage in Yom de Yom and Rabin.
Shtar can kill someone. Edom can.
I don't know. Shtar can kill someone too, probably. Shtar is a din Edom. This probably can kill someone also. It's just the Shtar has a Maida that it stays forever. So it could be that when the Rabbana made this
Takana, freeze frame Edom.
They were misaken. In other words, let's take Shamir's shot. I'll say it better. Let's say we don't know who came first. So the guy tied is, I say Makom Hinachti. So Shamir says, the Nizik is a Muksik. Pashtus is not true. Pashtus and Nizik's not Muksik. So I'm not arguing, Shimon, I'm just saying the passion. So why can't the guy say, maybe I came first? So I would say it's because that's in the Takana Drabanan. When Drabanan made their Takana, that you can say, they didn't make it in a situation where you're going to come mitam suffix. You can't, the whole purpose in a Takana was to make matters clear, not to make a mess. So the Rabbanan, when they Rabbanan made their takana, that you can say hinakdin chamakom nigvos v'manu, they did it. They said that they made a condition. So but only if you can prove hinakdin chamakom nigvos v'manu. You can't start walking in taina. Maybe hinakdin chamakom nigvos v'manu and amaytzim mechavei avaraya. No, they don't want maybes and amaytzim avaraya. If you want to be able to tiny, it has to be clear cut, proven. So I'm saying that once that's not so crazy. So once you say that Rabbanan made a takana that we're only going to say if it's proven, so they might have had a standard of what's called proven. So that had to be proven from the start. Okay, we're getting late. Let's look at that Rajba. I asked the guy, look at the Rajba. Let's read the Rajba. You people have a Rajba or a Shulchan Aruch, whichever one you want, except I left my Shulchan Aruch home. So I have to go outside. So I get it. Let's read the Rajba. The Rajba says, Hash the mocker and gimel bnei adam the ikar amemer chan min ayel kadim. So koshery, kiven the kudos story now can be chad yoyba heit etchalomer chan min ayel kadim. So what's the Rashba's kasha? The Rashba is assuming that if you don't write a time in the shtar, all the shtar is chal at the end of the day. So he's bothered by the Gemara's lashon. We learned the ikud amemer chad min ayel kadim. So we learned it that you wouldn't have known that halacha, and then the Gemashman is that halacha, right? The Rashba clearly feel that that's a bad reading. Right? In other words, it's not. In other words, we read it, and I assume this is how one sheet in the Shulchan Aruch is going to have to read it. That Ikud Amemer, you would have thought that Chaminaya Kodim, because you would have thought that the Kinyan is Chal right away. Kamashmanon in Hilchis Kinyanim, that the Kinyan is not Chal to the end of the day. But the Rashba is saying that that's not, this Bryce is not talking about telling you Chidushim and Hilchis Kinyan. So if the MS is that the Kinyan is not Chal to the end of the day, then there's no Ikar Amemer Chal Min Ayel Kadim, right? That's the Rashba's Kasha. Right? And I think it's very good, Rashba, because what we were saying, that the Braisa's Chiddush is to tell you when you're kind of, this is not the place where you tell me how you're kind of, there's so much. You know, they just talk straight about Kinyanim. Say, just halacha l'maisa. My guy goes and buys a field and writes a shtar. And then there's a fire and the field gets destroyed. When is the Kinyan chal? Who's And I sold you my, I guess say not a car, I sold you my car. And with a shtar, and I didn't write a shtar as a man. And then there's a fire and the fire car blew up. Who, when is the Kenyan chal? Whose car got on fire, right? If the Braisa wanted to tell you the lumpness of that the Kenyan is not chal to the end of the day, this is not the place to tell it to you. In the middle of Hilchis collecting from the Baal Chayv and the Mishubadim, right? It is a manna thing to say such a pshat. So the
I don't know how to read the Rosh because it's to me it sounds like he's just he knows the maskana is pashut, so he can't think of the Havamina.
In other words, he feels right, but I'm saying, but why could he say that the Havamina was that you're kind of right away that you're kind of when you do the Maisa Kinyan, and the maskana is that you're not kind of until this man is star. What's such a hard shot? So I'm saying because he feels, that's what I'm thinking, that if this is not the place to teach you such a chiddush, this is not the place to teach me a chiddush and hilchos shtaris. Okay,
I'm still not getting exactly why it's such a chiddush. Many times we say that there is to say such a kula where you have a kavu chomer from machar le'echad to machar le'gimel bnei adam. So you're saying that, of course, we know even from the beginning that the kinyan doesn't take place till later. But since you're comparing one to three, if I know already by three, I don't even think about the fact that it could have been one after the other.
The notion of ikara meimar means that there is a habamina and the brisa is teaching you a chiddush that that's not true. It's not like it's that the ikara meimar, there was a real ikara meimar, there was a real habamina.
But wouldn't the case of a potentially being three people be specifically the place to teach you as far as the time? Because that's where you could come out a mistake. If there's only one person, so it doesn't make much difference really what time of day. But if there are three people, now it makes a difference.
I understand, but you could have picked the case of three people. You should have, you could have picked the case. There's a guy who has a piece of land and he wants to sell it and everyone wants to buy it. And he sold it three times. Who gets it? The guy who first star or the last star, the Yachlaiko? I don't know, it nothing to do with Baal Chayv and Bainis and Ziburis and Nezikin.
So all the extra stuff. Meaning the fact that it's three Baal Chayv, three people, that's not the point. It's all the extra stuff.
No, you yes. Okay, anyway.
The Rashba of the Shlomar is that the Hav, that is the Havmina, that is Kona Bishas Kinyan.
No, then what's the Rashba's Kasha? The Rashba's Kasha is, that he's saying, I mean, the Rajah is bothered, but I don't understand what's it, since the Rajah's Shita is that when you're not kind of until the Zman Ishtar, so therefore the Rajah has a problem. So what's the Ikana Meimar? Ikana Meimar means there's a real Havamina. There's no such Havamina. Okay. Anyway, what's the answer? So he answers that either we're going in Revelazer, right? And Revelazer holds. That you go by that you don't go by this the you don't have to look what's in the shtar. The other holds you go by what's in the shas mesira. So they care. So then according to him, so the Rajma is clearly learning that really one for ikana meimar because it's a real good ikana meimar. So then what's the kamashman on? What's the Kamashmanan? So he doesn't tell you what the Kamashmanan is. He doesn't tell you what the Kamashmanan is. There's a Rajma's learning. Ikud Memer Chamin Ayam Kodim means that there's a real good possibility once Kodim. So Pasha is the Kamashmanan. He's saying the Kamashmanan. I'm sure Shamir is going to say like him. Right? No, he's not going to say it's like him.
Look at the Rajma. The Rajma seems to be like bothered. How in the world could you have a case where it wasn't Kona with all you did a star. And his answer, he comes up with an eyeful. Oh, I can say it's a star from Yasa.
Right. But now that he has a case, that the Kenyan came right away.
Right.
So Bubba, so why can't I say
so
what's the Kamash?
We could have always had a case where there was no star involved. I'm saying Pashup Shai is not bothered that, like,
The Gemara asked, Hashem Mokar Gil Ikara Mechamina Kadim.
Right.
And yet, Kamash Malan, that even though Ikara Mechamina Kadim, you have to pay the rightful owner. So I would assume that he means, I mean, the simple shot would be because it's only Ikara Mechamar. He's saying, like you, that it's only a Satek.
Then why does he, what's his kasha then? Why does he even presume we have to be talking about a star in the first place? Why
it says he can he assumed it was a star.
We could be having Adim on a Kenyan chazaka or whatever. Why are they talking about a star? I apologize, I have a meeting I have to run to, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's a ride to what Rebbe's saying, because otherwise we could have just talked about it with Adim on a Kenyan
chazaka. Oh,
I apologize, I have to go.
All right, well, there you go. Okay, I don't know. Once he goes, we don't have to answer his question. That's the best trick. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so the Rashba doesn't say what the Kamash one is. So that just summarized, and then we'll finish. And tomorrow, again, I apologize. Tomorrow, I'm an honest, I'll be in my, you know, I actually have a job here in Miami. So tomorrow they're actually making me do my job. So I can't give this year.